You're listening to SBS News.
The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan apparently did not see this result coming. Just days ago, he confidently promised he will be the president of Turkey for at least the next 5 years. And his AKP party was so certain they would win the Istanbul local elections that there were even posters thanking voters pasted around the city. Mr. Erdogan appeared to be expecting the local elections would go favourably for his government, but the results instead indicate a major setback. Mr. Erdogan's party says they will challenge the results, which show they lost not only the capital Ankara, but also the country's economic hub, Istanbul. The Supreme Election Board said the Republican People's Party, or the CHP, leads by around 30,000 votes in Istanbul. The AKP says they suspect many of the votes in Istanbul were invalid and also allege that more than 12,000 polling stations in Ankara showed signs of irregularities and invalid votes. The elections came in the midst of an economic downturn, and the turnout for the elections, where people vote for mayors and councillors, was extremely high, at almost 85%. This voter in Ankara says it shows change is coming.
Turkey has showed its choice. It wants change in many places. I think Turkey wants the old to go and the new to come in. We want new things to happen. And as a result of this, this has become clear in the votes and the election.
Andrew Dawson from the Council of Europe's Election Observation Mission said it's an impressive turnout.
We were very impressed by the great interest in these elections shown by the citizens. A turnout rate of 84% is a sign of healthy democratic interest and awareness.
Some analysts say it shows there are signs Mr. Erdogan's government is faltering as opposition parties gain strength. But some believe there could be a silver lining for the AKP. Analyst Özgürün Louis Sigdjulkler explains.
Well, this actually opens a window of opportunity for President Erdogan, because political tension in the country is expected to decrease after this, because the opposition will also have their share of governance. This gives the governing party and President Erdogan a window of opportunity.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.